Hello, my name is Dina. I am a student. I am from Sudan, Khartoum State. The situation in Sudan is stable so far. People start to understand that this virus is so dangerous. So we try as possible as we can to stay at home and to make sure that our hands is clean. People and government, Ministry of Health are sharing information with each other to make sure that people's awareness is good by now. I ask people everywhere stay home and stay safe.
Indeed, my name is Hussamuddin Haider. I'm a journalist. I live in Khartoum State, Shurganil area. Firstly, the government undertaken a number of measures to enhance population health status, but the citizen disregard for health measure will aggravate the bad conditions. My area are not affected by coronavirus. I hope all Sudanese be safe.
I'm Dr. Taraja Abbas, an ophthalmologist in a Stime Eye Hospital in Medani City, the third biggest city in Sudan. In spite of lack of confirming any case of coronavirus in my region, the government took a very strict, severe prohibition. They shut down schools, universities, and hospitals working only emergency capacity. And yesterday they shut down souks, markets, and restrict public transports. And also they announced a curfew from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. And you can say that the city almost is empty, except a few places show some kind of life, like Doctor's Road, where private hospital works, or private clinics, and a few social events here and there. As an ophthalmologist, I have concerns about the eye symptoms as a presenting sign for coronavirus, especially it is now confirmed by the American Academy of Ophthalmology that the virus can be transmit through the conjunctiva. We actually noticed a little bit increase in the number of viral conjunctivitis during the last 2 weeks, but unfortunately we don't have sufficient equipment to further investigate these cases. So I hope that the research centers in the world and WHO will be attention to this possibility.